The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to discuss the evolution of Google Search. Joining us is Jordan Cooney, who is the founder and CEO of Previsible, which is an SEO consulting and education company that helps support enterprise businesses as they scale their organic search traffic. And in addition to providing us with our guest today, Previsible is a sponsor of the Voices of Search podcast. And today, Jordan and I are going to talk about the evolution of Google's SERP and search products.
And this podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no costs? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not, because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
All right, here's my conversation with Jordan Cooney, the founder and CEO of Previsible. Jordan, welcome to the Voices of Search podcast.
Hey, Ben. It's always good to be on the other side of the chair.
Always a pleasure. Good to, well, I guess this is my normal chair.
Yeah, you're always the host.
It does say host in charge on the back. So, you know, everybody listen up. I'm the host. Ha ha. You're going to answer my questions now.
That's right.
And I'll be honest, I've been busy running a podcast production business and not so busy thinking about organic search. And it seems like there's been a lot. We've got Google updates. We've got the onslaught of new competitors with all the generative AI solutions. And we've got some SERP feature changes. Jordan, just high level, what the hell's going on at Google these days?
A lot. I mean, they've been busy over there. And the reality is that, yes, we've had Google updates in March that dragged on through April. Here we are now in May. And, you know, I think we're still kind of licking our wounds from some of those changes. We've had a variety of just kind of more aggressive introductions of SERP features and the way that the SERP landscape really has unfolded over the last couple months is maybe indicative of where the future is going with more AI-powered data driving decisions in terms of what happens in the SERP. We even have Google CEO making reference to the progress of AI and where it's going and how they're incorporating it into the core business. So there's a lot of different things to unpack in terms of how Google is changing the SERP landscape.
Is this all a product of OpenAI, ChatGPT coming about? Is Google now having to rethink their search experience because people are looking at other solutions to replace what search used to dominate?
I think that certainly that's a threat that Google believes could be the case, that consumers are going to adopt more AI functionality in their product, in other products, and that could diminish the need for traditional text-based search. And so, yes, I mean, even according to Sundar's comments recently at a conference, he even stated that based on Google's testing, they're just encouraged by how new AI overviews and AI summaries and results are not only satisfying the search intent, but that people are engaging with those. So he made a lot of comments to the fact that AI today is utilized in search and that they're going to continue pushing that forward.
So talk to me about what we can tell from the latest algorithm updates.
Well, I think the latest algorithm update, especially the core update here, really was one of the longest updates we've seen. Some speculate that that's largely due to the fact that it coincidentally also ended right around Google's earnings call, which we can talk about that if we want. But reality is that 45 days for a Google update is a pretty lengthy period of time. But I think what we're also recognizing is that Google is not satisfied with the data that they're collecting about users' behavior as they introduce the variety of changes that happen in an update, right? These core updates are systematically ranking adjustments, right? And I think that what Google's realizing is that if you're systematically adjusting rank position while changing the way that the SERP is displayed, that can create friction in the way you interpret the data. I believe that that's the primary reason this took 45 days instead of what most people conventionally think is the convenience of this ending on their announcement, their earnings announcement.
So it seems like you mentioned that there's kind of a couple different moving parts between fighting off new competitors, search algorithm adjustments and playing with that, and also the search experience. Talk to me about what we're seeing in the landing page experience that's changed recently.
Yeah, so some of the things that I think is really unique is introductions of features like pills across the top of the SERP. So if Google knows that users are very amenable to brands and brand-related queries after a specific search, they're going to just show you right off the bat all the different brands in pills across the top. So you can choose, if you type in soda or pop, depending on how you where part of the country you're in, you're going to get Coca-Cola and Pepsi as a pill at the top, right? As an example of how Google is going to encourage you to choose a brand as a part of your refined search. And this is all AI powered. And we're talking about thousands of variations of terms, right? We're not just talking about terms that are conventionally thought of as brand or brand associated terms, but think of like weight loss drugs or AI products, like AI photo editing. All of these types of queries are then getting pills with brands associated to them so that users can refine their search directly in Google, which limits click-through rate, again, on those search queries. Another thing that we're noticing is Google is aggressively utilizing knowledge panels to display information in areas that are far more subjective. I fundamentally believe this is highly driven off of AI, and it's where Google is actually saying, we think we really know something here that is a better response to this query. And so we're going to use a knowledge panel to really control that narrative.
You mentioned the earnings call. Obviously, I'm sure AI was mentioned a ton, Google search performance and the algorithm update. Do you have any takeaways from where Google is in terms of their mindset in this portion of their company's development based on the earnings call?
You know, there's a couple things that I think are really interesting from the earnings call. They did specifically state that they are seeing improvements in automation that's creating a overall increase of 5% in conversions from search and utilization of their product called Performance Max. So they are already using AI to really drive up conversions and increase their revenues through the ad portion of their business. It wouldn't be too far-fetched to also think that they're using that same AI technology to showcase ads more prominently or reduce click-through rate off of Google so that when you do that pill search of a brand, now you see a brand ad and you're tempted to click on the brand ad. These are things that are fundamentally changing how consumers, billions of searchers every day, are performing actions in the SERP, and then thus it's helping Google's overall profitability.
Time for a one-minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help, and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie-cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
It's funny because as I think of the existential threat of something like OpenAI to Google, you know, my behaviors have changed where whenever I have a question, I don't go to Google first. Generally, I'm like, all right, I want to have a conversation. I'm going to go to ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
So I assumed that market share would go down or revenue would go down because there are more people like me who are defaulting to another solution to get their questions answered. And in reality, maybe there's a small offset of overall search volumes. I'm sure we could figure that out. But what you're saying is that the adoption of artificial intelligence, which Google owns and manufactures a truckload of, is actually helping them do a better job keeping people in their ecosystem and delivering ads to them so they could support their customers. So maybe the AI is helping as much as it's hurting. In general, we've seen Google's stock go up. You know, let's play bull or bear here. Are you bullish or bearish on what's happening with Google as a company?
You know, I'm very bullish on where Google's going. They still have so much data on us as consumers. And they fundamentally have far more data than any of the AI innovations can currently leverage in order to build better experiences, in order for them to continue to evolve those experiences. I think the big future question, if we're thinking 1, 3, and maybe 10 years down the road from now, it is how does Google stay relevant as the hardware and the evolution of what hardware we use becomes part of our everyday behaviors. We've talked about this. We're talking about the car searches. We've talked about the refrigerators. There's going to be more and more devices that are part of our overall search experience.
Yeah, weren't you going to buy the Humane AI pin?
I do. It's actually coming in the mail today. So I can't wait to get my hands on that device.
Okay, total aside, have you seen, is it Marquise Lee, I think it is, the famous YouTuber,
yes,
reviewed the Humane AI pin?
Yes.
And it was such a bad review that the company basically, like, the valuation of the company went down over this one review. I watched the review. I think he's right. It's a good experiment. And it seems totally inconvenient to use without a phone.
Well, that's the thing. That's the interesting thing. It's like, it is supposed to be a phone replacement. Now, whether that is what it is today or not, that's a whole different conversation. But this is the whole point of the conversation, is that these hardware devices, whether they be innovative in hardware devices, new things that we don't use today, or the existing ones we have today, are going to be more enabled to perform search actions on our behalf or with our instruction in different ways, whether it be driving in a car, using an appliance in our kitchen, in your garage, the variety of devices that are going to be connected. This is going to change search behavior dramatically. And I don't need to go to my phone and type in something to get a response back. So that's one reality of where this change is coming. But the other is also the fact that, like, Google is going to be regulated more. And after this recent core update, there were companies filing lawsuits and requesting the European Commission to investigate Google's update because they were frustrated with what was happening to their results and traffic.
It's such an interesting time for Alphabet, not just Google as an organization, where they've got this cash cow search business, which is, you know, one of the top two or three biggest cash cow businesses that have come up in the last 25 years. They've developed a wonderful hardware business. They've got their cloud business, but now they're so big that there's existential threats from, you know, every government entity saying that Google is too big and needs to be broken up. And on the flip side, they've got these upstarts that are threatening their core business. And in the meantime, the business is going great. It just seems like there's threats on both sides. They're kind of managing to shoot the gap right now. But I've always said you're full of bull. So it's not surprising to me that you're still bullish. I am, if I were using a stock metaphor, a hold on Google, because I do think that there's this real risk of regulation and part of the ad business being broken up. And I do think that market share is going to deteriorate on the flip side. If anybody's going to take advantage of artificial intelligence and have the data to be able to train a great model, it's probably Google. So I don't know. I'm leaving my chips where they are.
Yeah, it's a totally fair assessment. And I think, you know, there are a variety of threats to a company that's this big that controls so much weight in terms of how consumers sway in one direction or another. And, you know, this recent update is going to be part of, I think, a trend this year, which is these updates are going to get a lot more scrutiny. They're going to get a lot more attention from regulators, governmental bodies, companies that are protesting what's happening. And I wouldn't be surprised if these updates take a little bit longer to roll out as Google becomes very mindful of some of that after effect that can come.
All right. So Jordan, give me the catch up here. I know that we've been talking a lot about Google and about sort of some of the high level threats and risks and potential rewards for them. You know, every SEO is living and dying this, but for the non-SEOs, right? Or what should the SEOs be telling the rest of the world about what's really happening? Give me the three highlights that everyone needs to know about the position of Google as it exists today.
The position of Google as it exists today is they are still the biggest driver of your company's success, hands down, whether it be paid or organic. There is no question, if you want to succeed and thrive in today's business and economic conditions, you have to win in Google. That isn't changing and won't change for probably many years to come. The reality is how you win is evolving, and what you produce is evolving in order to stay relevant.
All right, Jordan, you gave me one good summary. I asked for three. I'm only going to make you do one more. Google is still incredibly important. As much as we get excited about AI and every other marketing channel under the sun, if you're not getting Google either on the paid or organic search, you're probably in deep doo-doo. What else do SEOs need to tell everyone else about Google?
I think the next thing is that the rankings of 10 and rank tracking are dead, right? Like we now live in a world where Google is aggressively positioning the SERP to be a multidimensional game, right? It is about answer boxes and relevancy and people also ask, being a brand associated in pills, being part of knowledge graphs and knowledge elements. This is now no longer a game of how do I go from position 7 to position 1 or 2. This is a game of how do I control a lot of different aspects through various levers in what I deploy technically on my website, but also what I control in terms of the narrative online. And that's much more complicated game than ever before. And I think that's the second thing SEOs need to share and being vocal with their internal teams and stakeholders about, because it's not just about pumping out content anymore. It's about building out rich experiences that give Google credence and users demanding it in Google in order to find your content and find your brand. The last thing, Ben, and I think probably the most...
Oh, we do get a third.
We do get a third, absolutely. The last thing here is I fundamentally believe that never before has analytics and reporting become more important for SEOs. How we report on what we're doing is getting very complicated. Traffic in and of itself is no longer the game of success. I've talked to many CMOs and CEOs that have said, oh yeah, my SEO traffic is down for the last year, but I'm still getting more leads than ever before. That's a very confusing statement. How is that feasible? But there are a lot of things happening behind the scenes nowadays with our traffic and our awareness that isn't as hockey stick as it used to be of just more traffic is better.
Yeah, fundamentally, it seems like Google is getting better about funneling traffic into the right places when they do want to give you traffic. That most of the time, I think that they're probably just figuring out a way to keep you in a Google property, give you the answers you need, and try to drive you through an ad onto your end destination.
100%.
And that wraps up this episode of the Voices of Search podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Jordan Cooney, founder and CEO of Previsible. If you'd like to hear more from Jordan, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you can visit his company's website, which is previsible.io, previsible.io.
And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore, thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, ahrefs.com/AWT.
Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to voicesofsearch.com where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also send us your topic suggestions or your SEO questions. You can even apply to be a guest speaker on the Voices of Search podcast. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is Voices of Search on X, formerly known as Twitter. And my personal handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed in the next business day. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, remember, the answers are always in the data.